Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Awake, put on strength. O Zion, put on your beautiful garment. For he says, shake yourself from the dust. When he talks about awake, that means that it talks about being asleep. And when you are asleep, notice what Jesus, we'll come back to Isaiah, but notice what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Be sensitive this morning from a spiritual standpoint. Thank you, Lord. He says, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain has sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servant of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? Verse 28, know this, and he said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the weed with them. He says, while man slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Awake, you captive daughter of Zion. Put on strength. Shake yourself and loose yourself from his bonds and from his captivity. You see, there is a tendency for us to sleep. And while we sleep, the enemy is taking advantage of us and planting bad seed. When he talks about being asleep, there's a tendency for you to neglect the study of God's word. There's a tendency for you to neglect prayer. For there's a tendency for you to neglect your relationship with God. But while you sleep, the enemy is active, planting seeds, bad seeds in your field. So stay alert. You see, an enemy has done this. It puts your finger on anything bad in your life, and it will point back most of the time to the enemy has done this. There is an enemy out there in the world. And who is responsible for all the evil in the world? Who is responsible for the rise in crime? Who is responsible for false doctrines? Who is responsible for evolution and the destruction that is doing to people? An enemy has done this. An enemy has done this. Oh, but he says, awake, be spiritually alert, and shake off this bond of wickedness. It's the yoke that is upon you. Stir up yourself and say, devil, enough is enough in my life. Stop your activities in my life and stop it now. Don't get dull from a spiritual standpoint. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, the only language that your enemy understands is the language of power. There is a power play at work in the world. And the only language that he understands is the language of power. Notice what he says in Psalm chapter 66, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. Be sensitive from a spiritual standpoint this morning. Thank you, Lord. He says, say to God, how awesome are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. Through the greatness of your power, through the greatness of the power of God, is how the enemy will respond and submit to you. So be conscious of that. But when he says awake, one of the things that you also ought to realize is, go back to Isaiah chapter 52. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, awake, put on strength. O Zion, put on your beautiful garment. We'll come to that later. O Jerusalem, the holy city of God. Verse 2 says, shake yourself from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Arise and shake yourself from the captivity and the bonds of your enemy. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 13, verse 12. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The enemy thrives in darkness, but thank God we have the light of God's word. Romans chapter 13, verse 12. He says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. The day is far spent. Rise up. Cast off the works of darkness. Notice the phrase, put on the armor of light. Put on the armor of light. The enemy thrives in darkness. The response to darkness is light. 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 Put on that armor of light. Cast off the works of darkness. The night is far spent. Awake. Don't let him continue to torment you. Don't let him continue to take over your life. Awake. Put on the armor of light and get to work. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. You have to realize that we have an enemy. We have an enemy. He's opposed against us. He doesn't want us to experience God's best in our lives. Don't sleep. While you sleep, he's planting bad seeds. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice why again what he says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. What would he give you? Light. 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 He will give you light. Arise and he will give you light. Don't be asleep from a spiritual standpoint. Don't be asleep from a spiritual standpoint. Awake, put on that armor of light, and Christ will give you light. That is what we need to be able to exercise dominion over the works of darkness. The enemy thrives in darkness, but thanks be to God, the entrance of God's word gives us light. Where is this light that we are talking about? The light that we are talking about is in the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 130. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalm 119, verse 130. The entrance of his word gives light. The entrance of his word gives light. Psalm 119, verse 130. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He says, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. So when he talks about light, he's talking about the word of God. The entrance of his word in our heart gives light. That is what causes us to walk in dominion and in authority over the enemy. In the beginning, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, God told the devil that he will feed on dust. Man became dust for the enemy to feed on. But Jesus Christ came and reversed it and took the keys and gave those keys to us. So now we are not dust for the enemy to feed on us. He said that see, your seed will bruise the head of the serpent. We are not ones for the enemy to feed on our life. But the entrance of God's word gives light. Go after light. If there seems to be any captivity, any bondage in any area of your life, what you need to go after is the light of God's word in that particular area and receive his freedom and his deliverance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Notice what he says again in John chapter 1, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 1, verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. If everything was made through the Word, and without him was not anything made, then think about it. Nothing good that you see in your life can come outside of God's Word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This just came out of my spirit. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it, or darkness cannot overpower it. In him was life, and the light, and the life was the light of man, and the light shines in darkness. God's Word is light. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. He is the light of man. The New Living Translation translates verse number 5. He says that the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. No matter how dark it is in this room, oh, when the light comes, darkness has to find the exit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The more we are illuminated with his Word, the more we walk in victory, and the more the power of the enemy cannot be exercised over our lives. Recently, we were praying with somebody, and they were having demonic manifestations at night. And we opened up the truth of God's Word to them. And when the light of God's Word came and we prayed, that was the end. That was the last day of that oppression in their lives. And they had had a chronic condition in their body, but as a result of the light of God's Word and as a result of praying with them, that condition ceased in their body. This morning, I don't know what the oppression on your life may be, but in the mighty name of Jesus, loose yourself from the bond of wickedness as the Word of God goes forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command that oppression to cease in your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Go for light. Thank you, Lord. And verse 8, the same John 1, 8 and 9 says, thank you, Lord. He says, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. You see, To walk in dominion and to walk in authority over the enemy, you have to realize how, from God's standpoint, your position in Christ. Notice what God said, what the Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. So many people are defeated because they don't know their position. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Having disarmed. Oh, when an army is disbanded or disarmed, they take their armor and from them. He disarmed principalities and powers. And these principalities and powers are the same ones that you and I have to deal with. But from God's standpoint, they are disarmed. He's taking their armor from them. Jesus disarmed them. They are disarmed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus took the authority that Adam and Eve lost in the beginning from the enemy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Notice what he says in Romans chapter 13. Get this fact. Mark these verses in your Bible. Don't let them get away from you. If you are, then the enemy takes advantage of you. Romans 13:1. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. There is no authority except from where? Except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. But notice the phrase, there is no authority except from God. The devil has been stripped of his authority. And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. My. Thank you, Lord. He says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority has been given to who? Could put that together with what he says in Romans. There is no authority except from God. Authority means the right to exercise power. But immediately he delegates the earthly portion of the authority to the church and says, now go, therefore, use my name, use the authority, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The enemy has been stripped of the authority that he took in the beginning. And that authority has been given to you. There is no authority except from God. He's been stripped of that authority. What else is he left with now? All that he's left with is devices. All that he's left with is deception. All that he's left with is wiles of the Bible says. Thank you, Lord. So we have to be conscious of that and let him not deceive us. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. He says, but I fear, lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Notice, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted. Your mind is now the battleground. That is now the battleground. As the same way that he got into to Eve's mind is the same way that he tries. He knows that he has lost his authority, but if he can get in your mind, then he can take advantage of you. But what are we going to do about it? Notice again as well, he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. These things are so important. That's why I'm taking my time. He says, lest Satan should take advantage of you, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We are not ignorant of his devices. So long as he can keep you ignorant of his devices, he can keep taking advantage of you. And in the prior verse, he was talking about forgiveness. If you stay in unforgiveness, he can take advantage of you. But notice that he didn't just talk about one device. He says devices. Oh, that's all he's left with. Deception and devices and ignorance. And so long as he can keep you in ignorance, he can keep you in his hold. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What are you going to do about it? What are we going to do? Stick our neck in the sand and hope that he goes away? That's not how it works. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Notice the phrase, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Notice the phrase, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Bringing that thought that enters your mind that is against the word of God, take it and put it into captivity. Put it into prison and refuse to let that thought out. I refuse to think outside of God's word. I am going to let my thoughts line up with God, what God said. Notice that he didn't say get God to do it for you. You see, when you got saved, you said the prayer yourself. He's saying that you are the one to do it. You take the responsibility and put that thought into captivity. He will endeavor to defeat you through the thoughts that come into your mind, but refuse to do that. Bring down every argument. Though if it's not in line with God's word, respond like Jesus Christ said and say, it is written. You see, we don't have any different weapons than what Jesus Christ used to defeat the enemy. When the enemy came to him in Matthew chapter 4 on that mountain, all he had was the Old Testament. And every time the devil tempted him, he said, it is written. 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 The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. When he endeavors to attack your mind, say to him, it is written. Jesus said, and it is also written, and the devil left him for a season. It's not going to leave you because of your goody-goody self. Oh, the only language that I said the enemy responds to is the language of power, and where the word of the king is, there is power. God's word contains, God's word is full of power, and when you release the sword of the spirit, the enemy cannot stand against it, and he has to flee. Amen. Join me to preach. Thank you. Man, he's ready to go. He first started with the drums. Now he wants to preach. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Are you getting this? This is so important. Like I said, the enemy thrives in ignorance. Every form of captivity can be traced to ignorance. Notice what he says in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 13. Thank you, Lord. He says, therefore, my people have gone into captivity. Because of what? Because they have no knowledge. They have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. They are ignorant of the devil and his devices. That's what he thrives in, ignorance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Notice again, he repeats again in similar words in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Thank you, Lord. Hosea 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being priests for me. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But when you have the knowledge of God's word, then you are exempt from his stealing, his killing, and his destruction. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The knowledge of God's word. So many times we look for deliverance every other way. But when you have the light of God's word, when you have the revelation of God's word, John chapter 8, 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You will not remain in captivity in any area of your life, in your finances, in your health, in any area of your life, when the knowledge of God's word is there. But so long as you are ignorant, the enemy has a field day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. So what are we to do? You have to be conscious of your new position. Notice what he says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. This is good eating. I'm getting full already. Ephesians 1, 17. You can pray this prayer for yourself all the time. He prayed it for the church, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope. Notice the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. The Amplified says the eyes of your heart being flooded with light. That's what makes the difference. Being flooded with light, being enlightened, that you may know, there's that word know again, what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. He wants us to have a revelation of what Christ did in his resurrection and to know that that power is already toward us who believe, and that name is above every other name. That name is above cancer. That name is above failure. That name is above depression. That name is above every other name that is named in this world. He wants you to have a revelation of that. Yeah. Verse 22, and he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Are you ready for this? Verse 21 says, he seated at the right hand of the Father, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. When he gets to chapter 2, verse 6, he's continuing the same thought. So in your mind, see that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Not only is he there, but you are there with him. Verse 6, chapter 2, verse 6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Verse 6 says, he raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where is that place? My Lord and my God. He says it is far above all principality and power. Positionally, that's where you are seated. Oh, and that is the same place that the enemy did not prevail. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. My. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. And that is the same place that you are seated. Oh, he should not be having any place in your life. He did not prevail there, and no place was found for him. I looked up in the heavenly places, and I couldn't see failure there. I looked up in the heavenly places and I couldn't find sickness there. I looked up in the heavenly places and the enemy was not found there. I looked up in the heavenly places and I saw that the streets were made of gold. I am not supposed to suffer lack and want. Oh, even the very streets up there are made of gold. And you are, thank you, Lord. And you are just thinking about your monthly payment. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There was no place found for the enemy out there. Realize that your position and him, it is, you are far above. Even if I said above is one thing. Far above. You're not on the same level. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Okay, so how do I receive all these things? We talked about the armor of light. In Isaiah 52, thank you, Lord. Go back to Isaiah 52. He talks about, we'll wrap it up here. Isaiah 52, verse 1, he talks about, put on your beautiful garments. Put on your beautiful garments. What are those garments that he's talking about? Number one, we know that about the armor of life. Number two is the garment of praise. He's giving you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 61, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 61, verse 3. Thank you, Lord. He says to those, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Notice, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. When the enemy comes and tries to depress you and to make you heavy and to put that heaviness on you, begin to sing praises to the Lord. Put on that garment. He says, put on your beautiful garment. Put on that garment of praise. Begin to praise the Lord. Lord. And as you begin to praise the Lord, that darkness will have to go away. Remember in Acts 16:25, Paul and Silas, oh, they were put in prison for preaching the gospel. Oh, but it says at midnight. Oh, I believe that midnight was midnight literally on the clock. Oh, but that midnight hour may be the darkest hour of your life. When it seems that heaviness, you are heavy, you don't see a way out. Oh, their feet were in stocks, they were in bondage, but how are they going to come out? Oh, they prayed and they sang praises to God. And as they did, God, who inhabits the praises of his people, stepped into that prison, shook it, their stocks came out, and they stepped out free. Oh, put on that garment of praise, and the enemy cannot keep you in captivity. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number two, put on that garment of salvation, that garment of deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Verse 10, Isaiah 61, verse 10. Thank you, Lord. He says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Be conscious of your deliverance. Be conscious of who he has made you to be. Put on that garment of salvation. Clothe yourself with the robe of righteousness. Number four. Because in righteousness, notice what he says about righteousness. We stated about it a couple of weeks ago. We are back there again. Isaiah 54, verse 14. Thank you, Lord. He says, in righteousness you shall be established, you shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror it shall not come near you. In righteousness you will be established. Be established in the fact that he's made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You can stand in the presence of God unashamed, unafraid, and you can stand in the presence of the enemy unafraid as well and tell him to get out of your affairs. Because Proverbs 21, 8 verse 1 says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Be bold, be established, put on that garment, put on that robe of righteousness, and oppression will be far from you. It will not know your address. For you shall not fear. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's all been provided for us. And it's all in the name of Jesus. Use that name. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, and against wicked spirits in the heavenly places. They are opposed against us. But are you going to just lie down and let him run over you? Have you ever seen in a wrestling match where they just lie down there for 2 hours and look at each other? They are going after it. Someone's laughing. So many times, we lie down and play dead and let the enemy take advantage of us. But refuse to do that. Refuse to give him any place in your life. Put on the whole armor of God. The belt of truth has to do with the word of God. The shield of faith has to do with the word of God. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel has to do with the word of God. The sword of the spirit, which is your offensive weapon, has to do with the word of God. And thank God, he's giving you all the armor of God. You have God's armor at your disposal. Refuse to let the enemy take advantage of your life. My Lord and my God. Notice what he says. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27. Thank you, Lord. Give place to the devil. He cannot take any place in your life except you give him. This is talking about the believer now. He has certain rights over the unsaved, but for the one who is saved, unless you give him place, he cannot have any place over you in your life. Don't give him any place. And that is why we have to be conscious. Fill your heart with the word of God. Watch what is going in your eyes and in your ears, so you don't give him any place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Does this help you this morning? Does it help you? Amen. Go for light in any area of your life. I better quit or I'll keep going. I'll write another chapter. The Apostle Paul said, finally, my brethren, and then he wrote one more chapter. So since I'm named after him, I have, let's put a full stop here before I keep going. Thank you, Lord. But the key here is, you have dominion over the enemy. There is no authority except from God. The keys have been given to you. And so take those keys and walk in victory. Refuse to be defeated. Refuse to let him walk over you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in any area of your life where the enemy is endeavoring to defeat you, where darkness seems to overtake your life, in the mighty name of Jesus, by the light of God's word, I command that oppression to cease. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God this morning. Thank him for his word. The entrance of his word gives light. And when the light of God's word comes, the enemy has to flee from you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Talk to God this morning. Give him praise and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, look at any area of your life where it seems you are in captivity. Where it seems, that the enemy has a hold in that area. And shake yourself this morning. And loose yourself from his bond of captivity in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are seated in heavenly places where the enemy did not prevail, where there was no place found for him. In the mighty name of Jesus, shake yourself free. If the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. This morning is your day of freedom. He said in Isaiah, come for freedom without money. Your day of liberty is today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And if you are listening to us online or watching us online, and you don't know the Lord Jesus, your situation is different. You are in the captivity of the enemy, but Jesus Christ came to make you, deliver you, and to release you from the power of the enemy. Just repeat this prayer after me, and you will come into the family of God. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you paid the price for me. I believe you were raised from the dead. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you. I'm saved. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let's worship him before we go this morning. Thank you, Lord. Done for me, and in the name of Jesus, that name that is above every name, devil, get out of my affairs now in Jesus' name. Take your hands off my family, take your hands off my affairs. Take your hand off my finances. Take your hand off my mind. Now, in Jesus' name, I refuse.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Google+. Be our guest this weekend at 5050 Edison Avenue, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 10 a.m. May the blessings of the Lord be with you.
I declare this morning in the name of Jesus, like the Apostle Paul says, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, let no one trouble me. And devil, that includes you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine on you. Return with a testimony. May he fill your mouth this week with a song. May that heaviness be lifted off of you. May that oppression be lifted off of you. Walk in freedom. Walk in liberty. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is bonus material. If I'm living here in the United States, right now, can a policeman in Great Britain arrest me? No. He doesn't have any authority over me. So if you are seated in heavenly places where the enemy does not prevail, can he have authority over your life?
No.
Have a blessed week. We'll continue next week.